Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, Southeast Island School District, and Aleutians East Borough School District are the three groups receiving grants from the USDA. The department's Rural Development Alaska State Director, Jim Nordland, says the funding is going to connect rural areas to training that is needed without having an actual instructor physically present.
Alaska has actually for years has been on a forerunner to both telemedicine and distance learning because of our vast distances and remote population.
All three recipients are included in the USDA Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity Initiative areas. Nordland says these areas are granted money because they either have high poverty levels or are underserved areas.
You know, there's two areas that in Alaska have been designated as such. One is all of Southeast Alaska, and then the other area is most of Western Alaska and in Interior Alaska.
The Aleutians East Borough School District will be receiving over $431,000 for distance learning. It's intended to make the University of Alaska and Alaska Vocational Technical Education Center courses available to students from the Aleutian Islands. Nordland says this grant will cover quite a bit of the Aleutians.
In this case, we're talking about Sandpoint, Accutan, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove.
He went on to say that these investments are intended to provide educational opportunities that are hard to find outside of urban areas. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.